Welcome into SuccessCast and our Mojo Brain Club. I'm your host, Mike Frazier. This episode, analyzing your workplace comfort zone and breaking through to excellence. SuccessCast is sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. Peak is a revolutionary alternative to the traditional staffing model. Ingenuity, intelligence, and keen marketplace insight drives talent management solutions that make a dynamic difference for partner organizations. From entry level to executive level and every role in between, Peak is illuminating a path forward and meeting the future of work head on. For more information, please visit their website at peaktcs.com.
The views, information, or opinions expressed on SuccessCast are solely those of Michael R. Frazier and the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors or their employees.
The author Roy T. Bennett wrote, "Real change is difficult at the beginning, but gorgeous at the end. Change begins the moment you get the courage and step outside your comfort zone. Change begins at the end of your comfort zone." Instinctively, we like to feel comfortable, safe, confident, relaxed, and secure in our surroundings. Being comfortable is easy, whereas being uncomfortable is challenging. Many psychologists and social scientists believe that leaving your zone of comfort can enhance levels of focus and concentration. Alasdair White, the man who coined the term comfort zone, hypothesized that to achieve high performance, one must experience a certain amount of stress. The issue with being too comfortable is that we can get stuck. We end up plodding along doing the same old thing day after day because we're good at it. It's easy, and we don't ever have to experience the challenging thoughts and feelings that show up when we are uncomfortable. This safe but potentially stifling place is our comfort zone. A comfort zone can be described as a psychological state in which things feel familiar to a person and they are at ease and in control of their environment, experiencing low levels of anxiety and stress. Therefore, it can be assumed that by stepping out of one's comfort zone will raise anxiety and generate stress to a certain extent. Over a century ago, noted psychologist Robert Yerkes told of a behavioral space in which, to maximize performance, humans needed to reach stress levels that are slightly higher than normal. He called this space optimal anxiety, and optimal anxiety lies just outside of our comfort zone. However, as all students of psychology have learned, the feeling of safety is second only to physiological requirements in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. There's a reason most humans want to stay in the area of relative comfort and safety. It keeps us alive. The same Robert Yerkes that presented the idea of optimal anxiety reported that anxiety improves performance until a certain optimum level of arousal has been reached. Beyond that point, performance deteriorates as higher levels of anxiety are attained. In fact, the link between anxiety and performance has been well documented. Research has shown that performance increases with physiological or mental arousal. However, this relationship exists only up to a point, as Yerkes did point out. When arousal levels become too high, performance declines. This makes sense because in response to anxiety-provoking stimuli, our options are to fight, meet the challenge, flight, run away, or hide, or freeze, become paralyzed. Our nervous systems have a Goldilocks zone of arousal. When there is too little of it, we remain in the comfort zone. When it is too much, we enter the freeze zone, hindering our personal progress. In the exercise associated with this podcast subject, you'll be introduced to a comfort zone measure called the comfort continuum. The comfort continuum ranges from a negative 5, uncomfortable, to a positive 5, too comfortable, with scores of 0 and above indicating being within the comfort zone and scores below 0 indicating being outside the comfort zone. Head on over to SuccessCast.com and click the tab for Mojo Brain Club. There you can download the PDF, Analyzing Your Workplace Comfort Zone. Now you can evaluate and reflect on your own current role and decide where you are on the comfort continuum. Then I recommend that you explore ways to step outside your comfort zone to maximize your potential and exceed your goals. Until next time, stay safe, stay well, and I hope you will join us in future episodes to stay motivated, educated, hopefully entertained, but very much informed.